嗨，
嗨，
哦，that was good. That would have made Alaska proud. The drag queen,
Oh,
not
okay.
the state. I don't think the
She's
state would have been pleased. Well, shall we just get into
Let's get into it. I did save a story for the pod if you guys are interested.
Yes, I would love a story for the pod. I am interested.
I am in Virginia, where it is currently 9:30 at night. It's past my bedtime. Camille and Joe are in California, where it's 6:30 at night, and
Past
they're
our bedtime.
cruising. I knew I was going to be tired tonight because I worked and we were going to be up late. So I went to Starbucks to get myself a coffee after work. And I, on my way to Starbucks, thought I deserve a little snack too. So I
Yeah.
ordered a pastry as well. And then I got to Starbucks and I got to the counter and there was nothing up there yet except one bag that had my name on it. Except it didn't say pastry that I ordered, which was a ham and cheese croissant. It said cinnamon raisin bagel, and I thought that's not mine, so I left it. Then they handed me Anna Britt's coffee, then they handed me my coffee, and instead of doing the logical thing of waiting for them to make my pastries, I looked at the timestamp on the other Sarah's pastry and said, "That's what time I ordered my food. Maybe they just printed the thing weird," and I just took it. Which is such a dick move. And I walked out and I was like, you're not supposed to do this.
To be
But I ate
fair,
that cinnamon raisin bagel and it was good.
was that the same one that same thing that you ordered or no?
No, I ordered a ham
No.
and cheese croissant. It was
Right.
literally so far away from what I ordered.
To be fair, the whole time you're telling this story, in my head was like, oh yeah, they just put the wrong label on it and it's definitely gonna be hers.
That's
Like,
what I thought.
no, in no world would I have ever thought it was for someone else.
The only thing I'm really hoping is that the other Sarah, her order was put in technically 5 minutes before mine. So I read the thing wrong.
Oh.
And I read the timestamp and I was like, that's definitely mine. I'm really hoping that she took my croissants and I took her bagel.
Yeah.
I assume so.
And I hope she was like, hell yeah, I got this is kick
Yeah,
ass.
it's a good snack. So
Yes.
anyway,
Awesome.
I
Also,
just thought I'd share with you that tale of me being a dick.
yeah.
It was
You know,
wild.
okay. I feel like I'll know the answer to this because I know the answer is for me, Camille. Would you have ever thought to look at the timestamp and compare them?
If it said Camille, I'm
It's mine.
grabbing it.
Yep. That is the most
Yeah,
responsible adult thing I've ever heard of. Like, oh, then I checked the time. Got it, girl.
but
It's got my name and I did get food. It's mine.
Joe, you've also got the name Joe, whereas
Yeah, but
I
I
have the
never.
name
I.
Camille, which is not unpopular. I'm not saying that no one else is named Camille. I'm just saying it is fewer.
Here's the thing. I know that my name should be everywhere. Never known another Joe. It never comes up. There was
Interesting.
one other in high school who was he was a tall boy.
I was about to say
Square
my
head.
cousin's name is Joe, but actually his name is Jose, and he goes
See?
by Joe.
There were no other Joes.
Because it's
And
easier
my
to
problem
adopt that
is
way.
everyone's name is Sarah. So I
Yeah.
should know better than to take something that is clearly not mine.
But, like, wasn't it yours?
It wasn't. And
It
it
is
wasn't what I
certainly yours
wanted. It was
now.
good, but it wasn't what I wanted.
You know what would have been fun is if you had brought that to the counter and been like, this order is wrong. I ordered this. And then someone would be like, oh my God, so sorry. Let me swap that out for you. Because I assure you, they're not checking timestamps. Like, that's above their pay grade. And they just whip you one up real fast. And then
Two
you get
snacks.
to, yeah, you got two snacks.
No, what would have happened is you would have gone away, come back, said, this is wrong. And then at the same time, other Sarah would have said, this is wrong. And then you guys would have been like, oh, wait, that's what I wanted. And you go, that's what I want. And you would have been like, okay, thanks,
This
perfect
is the
switch.
start of a
And
beautiful
yeah, never even
friendship.
thought about that you stole each other. It's just that they both happened to get them wrong in the exact right way.
What a meet cute
And
if you needed
serendipity.
one of those
And then
faces.
that same.
Serendipity.
The same snowflake is gonna fall, and you're gonna find
Oh,
$5
I
in a
got
book.
it.
Thank you, Camille.
Serendipity.
Oh, yeah. I was just gonna recap the movie.
I'll just turn my mic off.
Oh,
We
it
can be
is
done.
such a good
Such a
movie.
good movie.
So
Never
good.
seen it.
What? Oh, that's a movie that you would...
You would love. You
just add it to the list of films that I haven't seen.
We really, we really need to do our center stage and...
Other movie.
Oh, what was the other movie? Or were we just going to watch The Labyrinth? Draw her in with The Labyrinth.
I'm always down to watch The Labyrinth.
I tell you, Evan and I found The Labyrinth soundtrack on vinyl.
Ooh!
So, pretty good.
That is great news.
But yeah, it was very exciting.
Speaking of serendipity and center stage and mm-hmm. Labyrinth, mm-hmm. it's spooky movie season.
Spooky? Spooku? No, I don't like it. Mookie?
Mookie season.
It's Mookie season. Mookie. I don't know why
anyway, it's Cookie Monster season.
With it. Sorry.
Oh, that's what that was?
Yeah, when he was a Cookie Monster, not a Veggie Monster. I don't know what he does now.
Is he a Veggie Monster now?
Yeah, they apparently...
Cookies are a sometimes food, Joe.
Kids these days.
I know.
Spoiled or something. Yeah. That was a nice ASMR ice noise.
That was good.
It was good.
I keep forgetting that, like, theater. You can hear everything that I'm doing over here. I should stop touching things.
It's hard.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
I get it.
And my beard is warm.
Hydrate or dihydrate. That's what one of my coworkers said the other day. And I was like, that's very funny. It got me. Gave me the giggles.
Speaking of coworkers, real quick before we hop into this, I know you tried to segue us in, Joe, and I'm ruining it. Did you know that I now work in Virginia, which is not where you guys are, which means when I say things to people like, it's okay to be poor, they get offended because I'm calling them poor.
Yeah, I do that now too. I was like, I told someone, one of my coworkers the other day, that it was okay to be poor, and the way she looked at me made me think, not everyone thinks it's okay to be poor.
One of my coworkers was standing in the rain and was like huddled up and was making a sad face. And I said, oh, it's okay to be poor. And she was like, I'm not poor. And I had to like go explain to her. I was like, no, not like financially. Like I mean, like
thing.
You poor like, thing.
Oh, a poor teen. There's a little poor teen. Oh, no.
And she was like, oh. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I just forget that you guys aren't my friends. That's not a good thing to say. That person does listen to the podcast. Just kidding.
Speaking of the podcast, Joe, you want to bring us in?
What a segue. Anyway, this is coming out before. It's Halloween. Halloween episode.
We're going to release it on Halloween.
We are.
Well, not on Halloween because it's a Sunday, but the Monday after.
You guys will know.
November 1st.
Yeah.
Happy All Saints Day.
Not the worst. Yeah. So yeah, spooky, scary skeletons. I get it, how they wrote it now. It's just, you start saying it and it comes out.
Yeah.
We're doing a Halloween ep where each of us, Sarah and Camille and I are, you want me to say it?
I do.
We each brought in our own very special Halloween hottie.
Halloween hottie. I brought two.
I'm so worried, but we'll go.
I've got one and a backup in case earlier today thought about texting you guys like, hey, should we tell each other so we don't have overlap? No. And then I was like, but if we all pick the same one, it'll be great.
I live for the drama. Anna Britt.
Oh, she's back.
Did you hear her? I went, oh, Anna Britt.
Ghosts.
Do we need to introduce ourselves first? Do we still need to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Go for it.
Joe. AKA
LW.
I know. Big I was L-Dubs. Trying to think of a scary pun for it.
Oh, okay. I was Weasel. Like, why is this so hard for you to remember?
King Chameleon. Emperor. Other animal. I don't know.
Emperor of the Darkness. Emperor of the Basilisk Dark Experience. Grand Tsar. Is that what it's called?
Sure, in Russian.
I don't know.
Sure. I don't think Grand, I think just Tsar.
Just Tsar.
You introduce yourself?
Yeah, I am Camille, a.k.a. Denzel Sprack, a.k.a. your worst nightmare.
Say Denzel Spook.
Oh,
I was going to say Denzel Spook, too.
What the hell? That's definitely what I was going to say. Now who's poor? Me.
It's Lord Weasel. That's like what ghosts make that noise or something.
No, I was going to do that.
Oh.
I'm Sarah, a.k.a. Titter Snoober.
Oh, that's good. That works.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know what Lord Weasel could be.
Lord Measles. Very scary.
Yeah. Lord Squeezles, because you squeeze.
What?
Squeeze.
I did do that with my head. Okay. Is anyone excited for their hottie?
I feel like I've got some good ones.
Okay, so do you want to go first and then we'll go and then you can close us out?
Sure.
Do you want to be the bookends?
I would love to.
Bookends.
I'm going to start.
This is going to be a good episode.
Everyone, I'm going to start with my creature, not my employee.
Okay. Oh.
So the first Halloween hottie that I've brought to the table. I'm sorry, I just love that.
Can we clarify like what your interpretation, like what does Halloween hottie mean to you? Because I am real worried that I took it a different direction.
When you think about the season, just what does Halloween hottie mean to you?
A Halloween hottie is, I wrote several times in my notes, absolute hottie.
Sure.
Which doesn't define it. I would say someone who just has that je ne sais quoi that surrounds Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
And in a similar way, not at all.
Okay.
Anything that I just said.
And that makes me feel better. So go on.
All right. So my first creature that I would like to add to the menagerie, not have as a employee, is the Blob from the movie The Blob.
Sure.
Which here's something that's a little tricky. Not a mythical creature. Just fake.
Aren't myths just fake? Sorry,
but like y'all. Usually they I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like everything has to start somewhere. I took a few liberties with the definition of mythical as well.
Excellent. So. Okay, good.
Is it real?
No. It's real to me.
I did Google classic Halloween creatures. Mm-hmm. And found an article from the New York Post that had the 7 scariest animals on Earth.
Oh.
And number 6 of 7, so one from the scariest creature on Earth, is a chimpanzee who lives in Sweden, who's gotten really, really good at throwing rocks. He just hides rocks in his habitat, and then he waits for a lot of guests to show up, and he can just, like, nail them.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, they're right. That's terrifying.
It was delightful.
Oh my god.
Anyway, the Blob. The Blob is from the movie The Blob. I don't remember when it came out.
Doesn't matter.
Never seen it. Probably Joe? Another one I should add to my repertoire.
Did you see that one in theaters or what?
The Blob. I don't know. No.
You would have been around for it, Joe. Yeah, you're so old. It's presumably an alien life form. It did come out of a meteor that fell to ground. And it basically just consumes living things. So in the movie, it's people, much like Soylent Green. Spoiler alert.
Wow.
And it is very, it grows as it consumes things. So it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it is very sensitive to cold. One might say it thrives when it's warm, aka absolute hottie.
Oh. Connection.
So in the movie, the way that they deal with the Blob is they take it to the Antarctic or the Arctic, I don't remember which, and they put it in the snow And effectively, the point is we can't get rid of it, but we can at least contain it as long as the Arctic stays frozen. And now that global warming is a terrible, terrible thing, we're all going to die.
Message. That's the word I needed.
So I was thinking that we could go island style and put the island, like make it nice and habitable and warm, but have an ice barrier around it so it can't get out.
Okay, I just need you both to know that you said island style, and by that you meant the habitat is an island. My head, I went, you know, Jimmy Buffett style, like, you know, some nice tiki torches, some nice palm trees.
I mean, that can be how the island is set up.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love that.
A little blob on a tropical island. Yes. Also, blob is red. Red is associated with warm things. Absolute hottie.
Incredible. If it gets bigger, do we have to continually, or are you saying it will it run into the ice? Will it be the size of, because if it's the size of the half, or are we just...
I'm here for something scary.
A bigger island than a bigger island if we need to.
Well, if
I mean, eventually, by the time it gets that big, we'll all be dead probably, so.
Well, and does it need to eat to survive?
That is a great question.
Because if he's just sitting dormant in the Arctic.
Yeah. No, because in The Blob Returns, I believe is what the second movie is called. Mm-hmm. Someone
did not know there was a second.
Is at the North Pole. No, it must be the Arctic, not the Antarctic, because he's at the North Pole. He like accidentally scoops some up and brings it home with him, and it thaws out, and the blob part two. So it's just dormant. So it doesn't necessarily need to eat to survive, I guess.
Or does it need to eat once it warms up, though?
Maybe, or just like really wants to
hibernating or something.
I don't know. Here's the thing: I don't want to like we're zookeepers. We love our creatures. I don't want it to be like hurting all the time because it's so cold. Yeah. I would like it to be able to live, to be able to thrive. I just don't want it to be able to get out.
Yeah,
I do wonder. Does the cold make it smaller? Like,
I don't think so,
but the more it consumes things, the larger it gets.
I believe so.
I will say if,
but again, I haven't seen the movie. I just read the Wikipedia synopsis, and I really only skimmed it.
Yeah, that's fair. No one asks you to do anymore.
But it is absolutely a hottie, and therefore a good contestant.
Oh, I love it.
And it's kind of scary when you think about the fact that the Arctic is melting and the thing is going to come get us.
It's also scary because it's a blob that eats people.
Yeah.
But I will say, if it does not need to eat, and we are not feeding it, are we not then just inviting our guests to come look at a bowl of Jello?
But like, a scary bowl of Jello.
Is it moving around, or is it just sitting there going, I'm alive?
A spooky bowl. We can have TVs playing The Blob and The Blob Returns so they know how scary it is.
I feel like the problem is it consumes everything. So how do you even enrich it without, and if that's what makes it grow, it is tricky to take care of. Because you don't, honestly, I don't want to starve it, especially if, you know, it may be lying dormant now in the Arctic, but if it does warm back up, it needs to eat. But I get it doesn't expel any waste, so really it shouldn't need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also don't know if it needs to eat live. Like, can we give it a carcass? Is that fine?
Well, probably, but then it'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Maybe what it is it does not need to eat to live. When it eats, it gets bigger.
It lives to eat.
It lives to eat. live, laugh, love.
Me too.
And it craves. But so maybe what we could do is we don't necessarily feed it, you know, every day. We don't feed it for the most part. But then once a week, once a month, it gets a thing to eat and then grows. And that is, hey, we're doing this. It's a big fun thing. That way we slow down its growth and we have, hey, this is this fun thing for people come to see. It's not just a bowl of Jello. Here, I'll prove it to you. You ever seen Jello shake like that?
Also, I think I just remember that in the second movie, he just brings back a little piece of it and it eats like a pineapple first and gets a little bigger. And then I think it like eats a cat and then like a cow or something and then a human. So it could eat, we could give it like a grape. Oh. Have you ever seen Jello eat a grape? Nope.
It only eats like other food items. Like it can't eat concrete.
I don't think so.
It doesn't just consume cities.
No.
I also have not seen The Blob.
I don't believe so. I believe it consumes organic matter.
Okay. So we can give him like furniture and stuff,
but not treats
that he can putz around on.
Yeah.
Oh, just in a little lazy boy.
Yeah.
Cute.
Just a blob swinging in a hammock.
Yeah. Okay.
He's cute. Or she.
He's got a little straw hat on.
And it sounds like
because of the eye look like.
I honestly feel like once he does get to a certain size, we can freeze him and split him.
That's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad idea.
Okay. I mean, first little, one open
pretty good.
Our little island blob.
Our little island blob. Little island thing.
Paradise boy.
He's cute.
I love it.
And a certified Halloween hottie.
And a certified Halloween hottie.
Certified hottie.
What is his gift shop item gonna be?
Those little like Japanese Jello cups.
Oh yes, so good. The lychees. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Or just grandma like used to have those all the time. TikTok
slime. Oh yeah, make your own blob.
Yeah.
Oh,
slime kits.
Sure. Yes. Easy. Yes. Okay. Makes sense. Great. We got through that one so fast.
Science field.
Yeah,
delivered.
The blob is in on his own island. Yeah. Okay. We should probably make. I don't know what your plan was. My initial thought for the ice moat was that it would be like an ice rink for people, but then I know they would get too close and that would become a problem. So I guess, are we just going to do like an ice, almost like he's on an iceberg, and just make it like a true moat that's like 14 feet down and like do it that way? That way people can't get to him.
Yeah, well. It definitely needs to be something where they can't get to him because he'll eat them.
Yeah.
He won't even feel bad about it.
He won't feel.
Well, okay. What if, can we have like a little ice rink around it? So you have
the ice. I mean, we've got the lazy river going around Sasquatch that we have cut in two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We could do that with an ice rink.
Yeah. Cute. Okay. And then just have a little barrier fence for wherever.
I love it.
It's so fun.
So you're going to ice skate around a tropical island with a blob on it.
Yeah. Like where else can you get all of that in an experience?
No,
in one
it.
Experience.
And we'll be sponsored by Jimmy Buffett. We'll be
Blobberitaville, is that what you said? Oh,
I love it.
Cheeseburger and blob and ice. Cheese barber in Paris. Blob drinks.
Keep it going.
Son of a blobber. Blob of a blob of a salmon.
Oh my god. I love it. Great and good. Do you want to go next?
I can go next.
Okay.
Okay. Mine is, should we?
I don't know, I was thinking, so we're at 24 minutes.
Let's take a quick break.
Quick one? Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break.
Love it.
Rip.
Yeah. Feel free to DM us and follow us on Instagram at The Mythical Menagerie, or you can email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com. We are open to suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, criticisms even. We barely read anything. And... subscribe, swipe up, rate us on things, swipe right, preferably rate us positively, but honestly at this point any rating I think helps our algorithm, like any sort of interaction at all
helps us grow.
Yeah, Help us grow like the blob. But like,
feed us reviews, yeah. And we'll get a little bit bigger.
Feed us some tasty, tasty reviews. Okay, we're gonna sign off. Sorry about that.
Read us, hate us if you want to date us.
'Cause I was very focused on getting this email to you so we could start recording again. And so then I wasn't sure that you knew that I was sending you the email. So I didn't know if you were like on the lookout for it. So I tried to tell you, and then I realized that we were muted on the Zoom. And so I tried to mime it to you, and Joe was just like really gatekeeping that mute button. And then as he unclicked it and I said, "I sent you the email," you had already been recording with us. So that's embarrassing. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to
welcome back
fun episode of the Mythical Menagerie.
Welcome back to Halloween Hotties.
It's Halloween Hotties, special episode. And I think Lord Weasel, King Chameleon,
Squeezel.
Lord Squeezel is
Squeal. It's like
Squeal.
It's Squeezel, Squeal.
Squeal is good.
Okay, so. My Halloween hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
Wait, HH. What did Halloween hottie mean to you?
It's a Halloween hottie. I mean, I'm the one who said it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like you think of Halloween, these are the Halloween hotties.
Okay.
Is not, I guess it's closer to bringing in a creature. It's not an employee, but it's not a creep. We're bringing in a creature. I will explain it to you.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
it's an experience in a way.
Another experience.
I love an experience.
Joe does love an experience.
All he wants.
My historic Halloween hottie.
Historic.
I was trying to figure out H words.
Iconic.
My high colonic Halloween hottie is a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Risky.
Here, let me walk you through how this is going to happen.
Yes. Oh, are we going to be a sanctuary?
In a way.
Oh, so, we're going to be a whopping willow.
So we're not just going to have werewolves, because obviously most of the time they're humans.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be a whopping willow, yeah, she
that's
says.
The problem with them being humans under our care is that it's not interesting.
Yeah.
What
cities are for.
What are we gonna do? Have them look at me. That's Bert. He's got scars on him from when he sometimes once a month turns into a werewolf.
Yeah. Cool. I've seen scarred dudes before.
It's no better than the bowl of jello on the island.
I'm gonna go skate around this bowl of jello.
Right next to each other. Like what
I do love this. I love the alternate universe Mythical Menagerie where it's the like versions of these mythical things that we could create. So it is just a bowl of jello on an island, and it is a horse. It's a horse with a stick taped to its head, and it is just a dude with some scars on him.
And not even real scars, just like those like Spirit Halloween stick on ones.
So
it's
good.
The Mothical Menagerie or something.
The Mothical
Menagerie. Okay. So anyway. What we are doing for werewolves. We have an area. It is like a getaway, a spa, a sanctuary, experience for them that once a month during the full moon, if they are that type of werewolf, they check themselves in the day before. There's a lovely human area for them. And then, you know, that night or something,
once
they transition into our mid area. And then they have open area as a wolf for them to run around. I'll go a step further.
Oh boy.
We've got multiple open areas. We've got your one that's tailored for your classic, I'm a wolf now werewolf. Mm-hmm. It's like a wolf habitat. Got another area that is your, like, hey, I'm a big wolf, Twilight. Mm-hmm. There's an inside area.
Hey, I'm a big wolf.
Hey, I'm a big wolf. There's an inside area with posters of Bella for Jacob.
Like, when I check into the Mythical Menagerie, I hit big wolf. You know what I mean?
Send me to the Isabella Swan suite.
Yeah. You put it, we've got another area for, like, those werewolves that look like half human, half wolf. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've got, for your, hoop shooting, bus riding
teen wolf. Werewolves.
Yeah.
We've got some courts to play on. So we've got little areas okay. for every kind of werewolf. And then this is, like, I would say this is, like, this big area that is maybe a little off from the zoo, so it's not quite, hey, you're living in a zoo.
Yeah.
But it's a place that, you know, people can look at from above or something.
I do love it, number one.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm in.
I have some questions. So as far as, do we know anything about werewolf social groups with other werewolves? Are they fine? Like,
I think there would have to be visual
barriers,
you know, trees.
So maybe we can have, like, I guess, like, shift doors and stuff for to split the yards up depending
yeah,
on who.
Yeah, I think there okay. would be a more central area of I'm still a human, and then from there you check down on the sheet. You do an interview first, and it's like, hey, what kind of werewolf are you?
Mm-hmm.
What are your safe
big
words?
Big wolf.
And then yeah, you got normal, big wolf, half wolf, teen wolf.
What about is it? Would it be possible? Like, can you build a relationship with werewolves while they're werewolves? Because I'm just wondering how we're going to be shifting that, especially,
well,
specifically the more wolf-like and the
if
big
we get
wolf.
Sirius Black in, he's best friends
true.
With Remus as a dog.
Yeah, that's true.
We can get
I
them.
Guess we'll have
we can get them service dogs like the cheetahs have.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Cute.
But I also think if we have the, hey, I'm about to go area.
Mm-hmm.
That then they're in this area, human doors closed, turn into a wolf, that next door is open for them to go into big area, they're
going
to go out into big area.
Shuffle
so
on.
We kind of get them into that mid area as they're
okay.
still a human
yeah.
who will listen, hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
That makes sense.
Because, like, they've signed up to be here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then while they were, you know, they're in a safe place, they get all the stuff they want to do as a wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a nice spa area to be in before and after. And then they leave.
Yeah, yeah.
This way they're out of the public harm.
Do we, if we do need to, like, split up the wolf and big wolf areas into more smaller areas because
mm-hmm.
we've got a full house of wolves.
Yeah.
Do we also need to perhaps, because now we're talking about technically only one of those yards will have access back to the human area immediately, right? So do we need to have, like, little houses in those wolf areas, like, every once in a while? That way, once you do turn back into being a human
you
and
can.
Are naked, you can, like, find the key hidden, you know, or, like,
yeah.
clip to whatever.
Yeah.
That way a dog can't get into it. It'll be dog-proof, but...
I like that.
And then that way you
good.
Can have your privacy, you're decompressing.
Yeah, and I think we would also have people who are watching.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if you see, if they see someone reverting, they are able to...
Do we have to feed them? If it's just...
Does a werewolf... If a werewolf wolves and then eats a lot, do they put on weight as a human?
Yeah, would that
if
be
a werewolf
so
howls in the woods and no one is there to hear it.
They put on 5 pounds.
They put on 5 pounds.
Does it go to their hips? I like.
Well, and I guess also werewolves don't necessarily kill anyone. They just turn them into werewolves. So I guess they don't eat when they're werewolves. They just attack things.
Don't they eat deer sometimes?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I feel like they probably eat some deer.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't turn the deer into were-deer.
Yeah.
Deer wolves.
Deer wolves. Were-deer. I love the
a little wolf with antlers.
Ugh. I hate that. I love it, but I hate it. Yeah.
I think it'd be cute.
Would it be disrespectful to have a gift shop item for them? That they can then buy on their way
out? We would give it to them for free in their gift bag.
Yeah, they would have a lovely gift bag.
But do we offer a gift shop item, I guess, to the public to be like, oh, hey, there's Clancy. Can you imagine, like...
Werewolf trading cards.
Oh.
Of the wolves who come to stay. Collect them all.
I love it.
Clancy's stats. Clancy is Big Wolf. Graduated from Teen Wolf 3 years ago. No longer plays basketball.
I thought you were just going to say Clancy is Big Wolf. Graduated from Notre Dame.
Actually, it could be fun to have a comparison, like human stats, like high jump, wolf stat, high jump.
Human salary, 85,000. Wolf salary, none. It's a wolf.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I think they would consent to that.
Also, think
yeah, why not?
We can have a big screen mirror thing. That has all the different wolf like filters.
Oh.
Like here's me as a teen wolf, here's me as a big wolf, here's me as a half wolf, here's me as a wolf. Just a picture of a wolf dummy.
We could also do flip books, like the Animorphs books, you know, in the corner of the Animorphs book. We could do their transformations.
Very educational. Mm-hmm. That could be fun. I don't know why I said it like that. It's so gross.
I do. It's because you're you.
That'll be fun. Like, what's my mouth doing?
There is a Twitter account, or maybe is, that would just post the pictures of that mid-stage Animorph. And it's the best thing. It's just out of context. They're all monsters.
So not flattering
to that picture of that real person.
Yeah.
Because it's not a drop. It's a real person right there.
You're right. But yeah, it was never great in context. Those books, like the covers of them, made me queasy.
Oh, who was the one who turned into a bird forever?
I didn't even read them because I was like, this is gross. There's nothing. Stick to Captain Underpants and Junie B. Jones. Thank you.
Junie B. Jones.
I
took care of a lemur for a little bit named Juniper, and I exclusively called her Junie B. Jones.
Oh, that's good. My sister sent me a TikTok recently, and it was just a guy on self-promote. He goes, okay, I don't want you to like start conversation. I don't want anyone to talk to each other, but comment below if you think Junie B. Jones is pro or anti-vax. So I was like, I don't know. And my sister was like, I don't know either, but all I know is whichever side she leans hard. Like, she leans hard into that side.
You know who is 1,000% anti-vax?
Who?
The Hardy Boys.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I think so.
I also think Holden Caulfield is anti-vax.
Holden Caulfield can... He is anti everything. He deserves to die.
I wrote a paper in high school because we had to read The Catcher in the Rye, of course, as you do. And I wrote a paper about how Holden Caulfield was like fucking terrible, and like here's all the reasons why. And I got a low grade because they're like, no, this is a classic book. Like, how dare you?
It's
and
a
I was
classic like, dipshit. Like,
it's fucking awful.
Oh god.
It's just.
Everything with Holden in it. The book Holden, also goddamn awful. Henry David Thoreau, can Henry David go?
I mean, I'm almost certain he is gone now.
Oh, he's definitely
almost certain.
Thank God.
That's Dwight from The Office saying, I'm 99.9% sure that's not the real Benjamin Franklin.
I mean, I don't know what stage cryogenics is on. I don't keep up.
Can we touch back to the Hardy Boys real quick? Because I have something I would love to share with you briefly. I have recently taken up streaming.
Oh.
Video games. I'm now a gamer girl.
Oh. Why do we know about this?
Yeah,
because I started it a week ago. I've taken it upon myself to...
You did not tell us.
I don't know why I didn't tell you, because I was dumb.
Okay. I'll accept it. Anyway, continue. I'm very excited.
I've started streaming Nancy Drew games.
Oh, Interesting.
Some of which include the Hardy Boys. And so far, sweet Christopher watches all my streams.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Not, probably not all of them, but yeah. a decent chunk of them.
Wait, how did he even find you? Or like how? I mean, nobody knew she about
told
this.
Him, but not us.
Anna Britt told him. To be fair.
Whatever. What is your what's your gamer girl name? What's
I think
your,
it's just Sari 29.
Shart? No shart?
No shart.
I am so glad that you said that and said Nancy Drew, because this whole time I was gonna like say like yeah, because Nancy Drew would definitely be pro vax and that would be the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I could not remember the name and I was like, it's not Nancy Myers, it's not Nancy Myers. I know it's not Nancy Myers.
Nancy Myers. Nancy Myers stole Nancy Drew's Panera order. Or Starbucks. I'm sorry. Yeah, fucking Jesus. Where is my head? Where's your cheese. Head at? You remember that song? I don't know what else goes.
I do remember the song.
I also, when she said about a week ago, every time I hear that phrase.
Yes, Ben.
No, I think about a week ago. Like, ugh. Why? Why does my brain do that? Why does it say, hey? Remember? Remember this phrase from that? Like, it's also just a fucking phrase. Can I please have some peace?
Yesterday, I had the word Finstagram stuck in my head. Just over and over.
Yeah, that's the worst. It's happen. Just a word.
Yeah.
It's just a word.
Yeah, it's tricky.
You want to hit us with your Halloween hottie?
I'm ready. And I... Okay, let me... I think I put... Not too much thought into it, but I just thought of it a little bit differently because I was thinking something that could be.
Camille, at this time of year, what does the Halloween hottie mean to you?
At this time of year, a Halloween hottie is, it's an entity that is hot, would make a hot costume for Halloween. Would also, like, again, since this is technically, like, a Mean Girls reference, I wanted it to be something a little bit bitchy, right?
Okay.
And arguably, I felt that the film this being comes from is not a historically associated with Halloween, but to me, it's the vibe is very fancy. It's very Halloween.
I think that you and I maybe went in the same direction.
I chose the flowers from Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh, we did and not go the same direction, and I do love where you're going.
I was thinking.
I'm intrigued.
It's mostly perennials from what I could see. It's, you know, roses, daffodils, tiger lilies, things like that. And some, did I say daisies? No, there's some daisies in there. There's a plethora of perennial flowers.
There's tulips.
There's tulips. Mm-hmm.
A plethora of perennial.
In the book, Through the Looking Glass, when Alice asks them, aren't you concerned that no one is here to take care of you or there's no one to water you? They're like, not a problem. We've got this big tree. And Alice was like, what? And they were like, what? And then they started screaming. And then she threatens to pick them all if they don't shut the fuck up. And then they're all like, oh.
So maybe Alice should be our spooky scary thing.
But at the same time, like, all the while when Alice and the flowers are talking, and as in the films as well, they're not nice to her. They're very condescending. They're kind of bitchy, which I felt they give me a lot of Regina George, Gretchen Wieners like energy. So I thought they would be great options.
Do they talk out loud or is it in your head? It's talk
they
out
sing
loud.
A whole song.
Loud. Yeah, okay. they have
the red and butterflies like the tulips.
Yeah, and it's and but they just like low-key talk shit. And they talk to Alice and they talk about how she's a really ugly flower basically because her petals no human makes a good flower. And so I thought I want
Timothy Chalamet.
Too pointy.
I guess.
My dad just burped in my face. So anyway, so I was thinking we could put them, since we seem to be having difficulty like finding anything else to go into the Phoenix aviary. I Ooh. Thought we could plant them throughout and like,
and they'll insult our guests as they walk through. Yes, I love it.
Exactly. My one caveat to that would be that we will definitely need, I don't remember how big we made the aviary, but we will definitely need some like attendance at yeah. all times, because I don't love the idea of, and I don't think aesthetically it would be pleasing, and I also don't think it'd even be that effective to just like rope them off or mm-hmm. somehow, you know what I mean? Especially
and if someone shit. If someone takes what they say the wrong way, they're just gonna rip them all out.
Exactly. So I think if we just have attendance and or,
well, or what if mm-hmm. what if like Statler and Mater, Statdorf and whatever, you all get it?
No,
they are.
No,
we don't.
Try again, bud.
Yeah.
Bergdorf Goodman. What if, like, the
what?
That's another. Anyway, what if, like, the old Muppet Men?
Oh.
They are above everyone, mm-hmm. so they're lifted just up, so that people can't get to them, but they can shout out slams.
Instead of the, no, it's
okay. Good.
Yeah. Instead of the flowers?
No. The flowers are much like old Muppet Men, whose names I can't remember.
But oh, have them in
they
high
are high
flower
up,
beds.
So they are looking down, shouting out slams.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, genius. Perfect.
Didn't we also have Jabba the Hutt and his little Porky Pig flying around?
We do. Yeah, have
we
him.
Have a lot of insults
he's,
coming.
He's
against
more.
Us.
He's
and
more
not
a parade feature. I believe our plan was to have him on just a perpetual float. Just
I have to assume this will not be close to the last thing we have designed to insult people. We're gonna have more things that are shouting,
oh, yeah.
that are thrown down.
Yeah.
Some hot disses.
We don't have to take care of. Oh.
Well, will we then need a giant tree?
I guess we need.
I'm not opposed to having a
giant
tree.
We just throw a big tree in there, and I'm wondering if
just
that
toss
like,
it
provided
in.
Them. Shade. I guess that would be one thing if the root system was somehow helpful to them. That could.
Or are they getting everything from the tree?
Bed?
Does
yeah,
the tree take
it's,
care of
them? Okay, here. Okay, let me read the quote, because it's actually so. It was. She says, "Aren't you sometimes?" Alice says, "Aren't you sometimes frightened at being planted out here with nobody to take care of you?" There's the tree in the middle, said the rose. What else is it good for? And I don't know why I pronounced four like that. my upper lip got stuck.
What else is it good for?
I made an artistic choice. But what could it do if any danger came? Alice asked. It says, bow whoa, cried the daisy. That's why its branches are called bows. Don't you know that, cried another daisy, and here they all began shouting together till the air seemed quite full of little shrill voices. Silence, every one of you. Whatever. And then Alice is like, never mind, if you don't hold your tongues, I'll pick you. And there was silence in a moment.
I'm not going to say that the flowers did a good job of explaining the tree. But
they
the
certainly
issue,
did not.
I think the issue more lies with Alice's follow-up question. Because her thing of, aren't you worried that no one's here to take care of you, isn't like, because danger is going to come. It's like,
you
getting
you water,
water and trimmed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Alice,
that's what she
not
should
a bright
asked.
Girl.
No, really not.
Curious, sure.
Sure.
Not bright.
No.
Very naive.
I'm going to ask a question, and I need you both to be very forgiving if I just sound dumb. Don't some trees, like, theoretically talk to each other through their root systems?
Mm-hmm. But those are, I think those are actually, I forget what tree it is there, because there's like a lot of them in one place and they're actually all considered to be one tree or something.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
So I like
that one's weird.
I think, yeah, I can't, because I think, you know how, okay, here's a reference we can all get behind. You know how when you would like the way the acacia trees grow, how mm-hmm. it's like in those little bunches,
mm-hmm.
and then like sometimes, or even the cottonwood, like sometimes if you like got the root out of the ground, it would like sprout another one,
yeah,
above ground there. I think it's similar to that vibe.
Okay,
so it's all,
because like, I was gonna ask if that's why they need the tree, because the tree talks to them,
yeah,
in quotes,
yeah. But I mean, feel honestly, like it's just the wind blowing the boughs of the tree, so it'll say, yes. Bow wow.
Clearly.
That's what I picture.
How did Wizard feel about you saying that?
It says, I am Groot, you know?
Like,
I'm so mad.
It's if fine. We can just, but like, honestly, this won't be a problem, because obviously they do well if they have the big tree. So if we give them the big tree, they'll do mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about it.
And then it's a nice little perching spot for.
Yeah, the there's Phoenix. A big tree. Who doesn't like a big tree?
Oh, he's a Mr. Good Boy.
Oh. He's a Mr. Good Boy.
Yeah. The dog, I'm sorry. I love him.
He's perfect.
He really is. I love him more than I can bear. And he's getting just more silver, and people will stop us all the time. Like, I showed a photo of him to my coworkers the other day, and they're like, how old is he?
I remember when he was all black.
Yeah, and I was like, he's 1,000 years old. And they're like, no, but how old is he really? And I said, one. They said, nuh-uh.
Million.
Yeah, or, I could have set that up for a way better punchline. Can I say it again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so they asked me how old he was, and I said one, and they said, how long has he been one? Twilight. Come on.
And we'll use that to transition into our last character.
Is it a Twilight?
Of the night.
Edward?
Carlisle Cullen.
What?
Oh.
You're going to employ, oh, so good.
For several reasons.
Okay.
Because he is a Halloween hottie.
A absolute
hot
Halloween hottie.
He is a, yeah.
For all the people who have been living under a rock for the last God knows how long, Carlisle Cullen is a vampire from the hit Ooh. Series Twilight. He was born in 1640 in London, which means he's been alive for God knows how long.
Probably since 1640.
I could do the math, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you should never do math in your head. In
somewhere
public.
Around 370 and... years. 80 years. 381.
Mm-mm.
We're good.
Nice.
Wild. I have several uses for him. He would be an employee.
Oh, me okay. too, girl.
I hate that you said that.
Me too.
I love
that. Where, who's my HR rep, Jolene? What's her name?
You're barely made Joni. An employee. You're in a position of power.
It seems I've pricked myself on this year. Sorry, Sarah, continue.
No, that's fine. Carlisle Cullen has been alive for so long that he has perfected being around humans, so he would not be a danger mm-hmm. to our guests or our staff. Little concerned about the animals, because he does eat those. Oh,
that is a good point. May I also interject just like a weird idea? I just feel like, so you know how like since they're vampires, they don't have to breathe, and like Edward has to teach Bella how to make it like look like she's breathing.
Yes.
When she's for, can they like are why are they breathing then? Like why are they catching whiffs of people? Like stop breathing.
I think it's
don't fucking breathe.
I don't know. Just I think it's breathe. I think it's so that they can keep tabs on everything.
Oh,
so but like you're right. I think Jasper doesn't breathe.
Whiff? Yeah, he shouldn't.
He's a danger to himself and others.
Yeah.
All right, so hear me out. Carlisle Cullen is a medical professional. He can either be our on-site medic, and if anything happens with any of our keepers or any of our guests, because we do have a lot of dangerous animals, Carlisle's there to save the day. We could maybe transfer some of those skills into veterinary work. Presumably, his magic sniffer, his little nosy, would be great at like detecting infection. And I want to say that that has something to do with why he's so good at being a doctor, because he can just like smell it on you.
Yeah.
I don't know if animals are scared of vampires, so I don't know if they wouldn't do well. But if they're mythical creatures, would they be like, "You're one of us. This is fine"? Something to consider.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a vampire's presence would be more stressful than anything just off of historical record. Well,
do vampires smell?
Yes.
What do they smell like?
Oh, I thought you meant can they smell.
Like they're not.
I don't know.
They're not alive, but they're not decomposing. Yeah.
Yes, they do smell because I've got a quote that I'm ready to bring up later.
Wow.
For the listeners, Sarah just whipped out a looked like used and noted copy of Twilight.
Used and abused.
The cover is taped on.
That's a first edition, baby.
That was road rough and put down.
I am fairly certain that at some point she does say, I'm not going to be able to find it. It took me so long to find the quote I was looking for later. I'm pretty sure that she says that Edward smells so good.
Okay. I'm pretty sure she smells.
He smells so good. I hope. I hope that's the quote.
He gets
I hope somewhere it just says, and he smells so good.
Hold on.
I think he wears Alien by Mugler. Mm-hmm. I was able to drop that because I tried a little spritz the other day at a mall because I saw that Willow Smith was the face for it, and I was like, well, I'll give that a try. Turns out all perfume smells the same to me, which is a real bummer. I don't have a good sense of smell.
Nick Jonas has a cologne and I'm kind of tempted.
I'm still mad. I'll never forgive him for that shirt. And also what he did to Miley.
Oh, whatever. Get over it. They're all happy now.
Yeah, that's true.
I found it. let me read to you from page 193 of Twilight by Stephanie Meyer.
It has to be the first edition.
Oh, I'm so excited for this storyteller voice.
For those of
Sarah.
You following along.
Everyone pause this. Find yourself a fireplace. Curl up. Get some hot cocoa.
Don't. I'm not going to be able to get through without laughing.
Listen to story time. Sarah's story time.
All right. This occurs after Edward has picked Bella up from Port Angeles, I believe, after she was almost attacked by some terrible, terrible men.
Mm-hmm.
He was leaning towards me, his pale, glorious face.
Oh, it was such a good start. You started so good. I was drawn in.
You can do it.
I believe in you.
His pale, glorious face just inches from mine. My heart stopped beating. Sleep well, he said. His breath blew in my face, stunning me. It was the same exquisite scent that clung to his jacket, but in a more concentrated form. I blinked, thoroughly dazed. He leaned away.
What?
They do smell good.
But why does his jacket smell like his breath?
If you also recall,
I'm not going to find this quote, but if you also recall, he says to her in the meadow that everything about him is designed to draw her in.
Oh, right.
Even his smell.
What?
So I don't know if they would smell the same to animals, but at least to humans, they smell good. But back to Carlisle. We're not here to talk about Edward or Bella.
We're not here to talk about them. Those two idiots.
So option one, medical professional across the board, whether it be veterinary care or just on-site medic, could be helpful. Option two, cash flow. Carlisle has money, first of all.
Sure.
Second of all, he has access to Alice, who is psychic and can tell us it's cheating, but we're here for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's cheating if it's helpful.
Isn't she the best one?
She is the best one, but she's married to a goddamn Confederate soldier.
I know.
She really is.
Like, what? Why? This is a fictional tale, and Stephanie went with...
I mean, it's also...
Confederate soldier.
It's also a fictional tale, and Stephanie chose Jacob being betrothed to a 3-year-old.
You're right.
I found this gal on TikTok that just dissects the Twilight series, because she not only has all the books and has read all of them, but she also has like the secret guide that Stephanie wrote.
I did not know there was a secret guide. Yeah,
that was a good secret.
And she tears it apart. It's delightful. Third option, negotiator, which would come in great with Joseph. I'm pointing to you on my screen. You're right here.
Yes, you are.
Great with Joseph's plan of bringing in werewolves, because Carlisle put together a treaty between werewolves and vampires.
Okay.
And so he could help maybe with the transitional stages of moving the wolves.
Also, you paused, and so what it sounded like was, he's a great negotiator, which would be helpful with Joseph. And I was like, well, okay. Well, fine then.
Not a bad point. Maybe he could run some HR things.
Probably.
Help poor Joni out. Joni? Was that her name? I don't remember what I named my HR person. But...
I don't remember either. Last option, education. Here's a real live vampire. Talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
I'll say he's a talented man. Mm-hmm. I think he can help in all areas.
Yeah. I definitely think that I would maybe hesitate to add him into vet care. I feel like if anything, he would step into the room during anesthesia situations. Like, I don't necessarily think he would be my go-to for voluntary husbandry behaviors, maybe.
That's fair.
This is a precaution. And since he can like smell from a pretty good distance, I feel like maybe like
he could diagnosing.
Yeah.
I feel you.
And I'm also, I don't want to just jump out the gate being like, no, he can't do this, but like we could try. I would be open to trying, but I think a option could still be.
No, but I also, I mean, he's got so much on his plate already.
You don't need to run that risk.
I would pay for him to get burnt out at 380 years old.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more life to live.
Yeah.
For real. Then my last point regarding Carlisle Cullen is absolute hottie. Yeah. Reference to Twilight, page 61.
Oh.
And I quote, "Then a doctor walked around the corner and my mouth fell open. He was young. He was blonde. And he was handsomer than any movie star I'd ever seen. He was pale, though, and tired-looking, with circles under his eyes. From Charlie's description, this had to be Edward's father."
Oh, my God.
So he is an absolute hottie. We have a direct quote from Stephanie herself.
Yes, verifiable. Since he's an employee, he doesn't need a gift shop item, right? Hey, we didn't pick a gift shop item for my flowers.
We didn't. I thought of
fresh
one.
Flowers.
We could do, if they drop petals. If they drop petals, we could make little like earrings or pendants or something. I just bought some earrings yesterday from these ladies at a pumpkin patch that I went to that are made from Luna moth wings.
They're
beautiful.
Yeah.
I went to a pumpkin patch. And they had like sand pits, but instead of sand, it was corn kernels.
I love a corn pit.
All I want in my home.
Yeah, it was amazing. Incredible.
The kids, Anna Britt's niece and nephew, got into the corn pit yesterday, and they were thrilled.
It's
I love
so
a corn
nice.
Pit.
I did get home and changed, and maybe found 10 to 15 corn kernels in my pants.
I just picture Joe like pushing children aside and like rolling like that's like corn.
There luckily weren't many children in there, but I was in there.
Oh, that's so delightful.
That is great.
Also, I think for a flower gift shop item, we could have a little book of some of their collected best slams.
Oh, I love Ooh. That.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And maybe we could even go as far as to putting some of them on coffee mugs. Just go all the way with it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I like that.
And then it'll have the quote and then a little photo of the flower that said
with
it.
Air bubble.
Cute.
I love it.
Word bubble.
Yeah.
But Edward, not Edward.
Carlisle.
Mm-hmm. Employees don't get.
Employees don't get gift shop items. Employees don't get gift shop items.
Before we, I love it. I love them all.
Me too. I'm so excited.
Before we go, it's a real quick one. My backup in case werewolves was taken. I have one idea for this. It is, I thought of it for 1 second and then was like, I don't need to work more. Frankenstein's monster. And okay, this one is going off. I have done no research. I have no logical reason to back this.
Sorry.
It is entirely my emotional gut feeling.
Uh-huh.
Frankenstein's monster. He goes around to the different habitats and is just a nice friend for all the animals. I just feel like he would just be a lovely friend to hang out with Bigfoot. And he would just sit and hang out with everyone.
I love it.
Like, wouldn't he though? Wouldn't he, like, obviously nothing that has fire, but I feel like
can give him a wife. That's all he wants.
Sure. He and his bride.
Yeah.
Did he ever get married or she was just a bride?
I don't know. But that is literally the only thing he wants.
That wedding dress off. Oh,
damn it. Oh.
When the yams like these.
Yams.
I meant gams.
Yams. Oh. Those are running sticks.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I think Frankenstein's monster just having a nice day with Bigfoot. And then he goes
and hangs out
with the Cataleptus. And then he's just sitting next to a tree while the unicorns walk around. He just feels like a nice, calming, dead aura.
Yeah, I like it.
Just a nice, calming, dead aura. Yeah. And that's the podcast.
I saw a post somewhere that was talking about how Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein, didn't want to build his creation a bride because he didn't want them reproducing. And someone was like, that means that he gave his creation a working dick, which means that he went around and found the best looking dick. Incredible. And spent God knows how long making sure it was functional.
Which then, why, if he was worried about them reproducing?
Exactly. Just don't give him a dick. Or don't give his bride ovaries and a uterus.
He's a man of science. He wanted to recreate life, and therefore, he had to recreate it to the fullest. I don't know. Dr. Frankenstein is fucking crazy.
You're right. I'm sorry. You're right. You had a good point. Dr. Frankenstein, wild.
He's a crazy person.
Man, you guys, I think this is our best episode recently.
Me too. I feel strongly about it.
And yeah, same.
Not just because Halloween is my favorite holiday. Even though it is. Do you guys want to hear what we're going to be if I get our costumes together?
Yes.
We're going to be Team Rocket from Pokemon, and Wizard is going to be Meowth.
I love it. That's excellent. And listeners, just so you know, Camille is phenomenal at creating costumes.
Keep going.
And so when she says that they're going to be Team Rocket, she means it.
Yeah.
Shitty Target store costume. Like, she's going to make it.
Yeah, I've been working on our wigs. They're pretty good.
Also, I'm so excited to see it.
Camille, amazing seamstress, which maybe...
Oh, one day.
One day in the future, maybe...
Keep a lookout. Keep your eyes out.
Pop them right out. And just keep them looking.
Let him do some exploring.
Pop him into your hands like that creature from Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. I thought about doing him as an employee, and I was like, literally for what?
To eat the children.
Look in those hard to reach places. He's a Swiffer.
He can be our USDA moth inspector. Get these cobwebs out of here. Yeah, but anyway, something to keep an eye out for, maybe something a little along the lines of Passing Curious Tokyo Thrift, something to think about. I don't know. Did we want to drop the name?
I did.
Sorry. I don't know. Just keep an eye out on all the social needs.
Put them out there.
Keep an eye out for Joe and Camille's friendship continuing without me. How rude!
No, so Robbie, you're going to be a brand ambassador.
Thank you.
Brand ambassador.
That just sounds like it's supposed to be grand something. A brand ambassador.
You can be a brand ambassador.
Oh, you can't say it, but you can be it. I can't talk about it, but you got to be about it, you know?
Yeah, okay, I feel you.
Yeah. Well, great and good. That's been our show, everyone. Feel free, again, to follow us and DM us. Comment on things on Instagram at Mythical Min... Oh, no! I'll have to start over. On Instagram, we are The Mythical Menagerie. Our email is mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com. Again, tell your loved ones about us. Tell your arch nemesis about us. Tell your frenemy about us. And recommend us to anyone who will listen. Put up posters if you want. Really make a hobby out of promoting us would be good, I think. Anybody?
Oh, you mean put up posters like a lost dog, not like just make a poster on your wall of us.
That too, if you've got people over, if you know. I don't know if people are back to being social again.
Have listening
again.
Parties.
Yeah, have a listening party. Host a listening party. Make a real pyramid scheme out of it.
If you're listening to us on the train, no headphones.
No headphones.
For real. Everyone in the car is going to love it.
Yeah. They're going to love it.
Elsa it and let it go.
I love that. I think that's great.
Get us on a boombox. Walk down the street. Roll down those car windows.
Blast it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Back into a radio station.
Are you doing a silent meditation class? No, you're not. Not anymore.
No,
put it on.
Us meditation class. Yeah. I could be a big bowl ball.
It's actually a little more fine-tuned than that.
No,
I mean.
See. There we go.
It's got to be the. It's a specific glass, isn't it?
No, it's brass.
No, not the sound bowl.
Brass, glass, or ass. You can't buy it for free.
I think we need to end this. I think this is it. I think this is the fade out easily.
Creep it real, everyone.
Ooh!
No! No more! We have to do this fully for sure. I don't think this is...
Thank you.